This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
At this point, do you know anything about the investigation further?
Well, I could tell you that we've got, you know, local, state, and federal assets all at play. Obviously, we've seen local law enforcement involved in everything from the initial response to now we're working with the FBI to ensure that the objectives are met. At the state level, I can tell you that the Department of Emergency Management, the governor's office have been very involved in everything from making health care assets available to even today we were working to get therapy dogs onto NAS Pensacola to help victims and family members had been impacted. And at the federal level, really what we've got to deal with is the geopolitical response. Because as I said on WEAR last night, this is not an act of workplace violence. This is not a random murder. This is an act of premeditated terrorism against our country, against our military, on our soil.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. What you just heard are remnants of the Obama era, the legacy of Barack Obama, the legacy of terror. Terror in America. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you, this show is Terror in America for leftists. Because the people who want to dismiss the bombings, the terror attacks, the things that occur in this country and all over the world in the name of the religion of peace are idiots. They want you to essentially put aside your common sense and say, oh, no, no, it's not a big deal. And then we infused ourselves during the era of Obama with these radical Muslims, not Muslims that are reasonable, the people that say, look, we can practice our religion the way Amish do, the way Catholics do, the way Protestants do. We can practice our religion and not want to beat up everybody and blow them up, shoot them up. This was an attack on American soil. And Paul Sperry, one of my buddies, he tweeted, federal authorities baffled by motives of Muhammad, still scratching heads why Muhammad fragged a room full of non-Muslim U.S. military personnel, still working to determine why Muhammad would shoot Americans, still investigating why Muhammad could be a terrorist, a mystery. Of course he's being snarky, because what the left wants you to do is to ignore the obvious. Here's another story about that came out over the weekend. Breaking, six Saudi nationals have been arrested in connection with the Pensacola naval base attack. Three of them were, here we go, filming the attack. Do you remember how Donald Trump was, they tried to ridicule him when he said there were Muslims in New Jersey who were cheering as the towers in New York were going down, the Twin Towers. Oh, how dare he say something like that? That's crazy. I know. Can't talk about this stuff. Social media, say something negative about Muslims. Don't even say negative. Say something truthful about Muslims. For example, the attack in Pensacola. Hey, listen, it is a possibility that the people who attacked Pensacola might be related to a terror group. Banned. You're banned. How dare you? How dare you criticize Muhammad and the Muslim people? They are great people. You Americans are the reason. And this will be white coastal Americans, the cocktail sippers with the pinkies out, that will be telling you this. Because they want to attack your common sense. If they can attack your common sense, you become one of them. A Stepford wife that is a drone that will say and do whatever they ask you to say and do. They will never go away. They want you to forget your common sense. Oh, 50% of crime is done by young black teens, you know, between the ages of 17 and 23. And when you see a gang of young black teens in Compton, you're supposed to go up and go, what's up, bro? How y'all doing? Yeah, listen, I'm lost. And I'm trying to take this money, this cash money, to the bank over there. And, yeah, see, somebody point me in the right direction. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to, folks. Breaking it down for you. trying to help you not lose what remains of your common sense. Common sense about feminism. They hate men. It's that simple. Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, they hate men. The only, and I use my finger quotes, men that they tolerate are eunuchs, those who are willing to defer to them. If you're not that, you're hated. I'm getting off course, but I'm just, because I just want to make the bigger points to all of these things. This is an attack on your common sense. We should have open borders, but you don't want open houses, right? Ask a liberal to open his house and let any homeless person come through and watch what happens. Watch what happens. Tell them you're going to bring in a horde of Mexicans, put them in school with them, and dedicate all the resources to teaching them English and giving them lunches and whatever else, and see what happens. You want some common sense, speaking of lunch? You pay taxes for public school. There are parents who, kids who are told, you can't eat today because your parents haven't paid for your lunch at school. Have you ever had a school board lunch? Have you ever had that cardboard and water that they serve for lunch? Because I've eaten it. That should be given to every kid no matter what. But we will starve kids. Who owns public schools? Who owns the school system? Leftists, correct? Leftists get your kids to school and go, well, the poor kids need a lunch. The rich kids bring their lunch. They need a lunch. So they give these poor kids a crappy lunch. All kids a crappy lunch, knowing that the rich kids aren't going to eat it. I was poor and I didn't eat it. I mean, every now and then I'd use a punch on one of my buddy's cards because they were taking advantage of it. And you eat that nasty lunch and you go, I'm glad I ain't paying for this. Anyway, these kids have to pay for the lunch. If a middle class kid can't eat his lunch, or doesn't mom hasn't paid the bill or dad hasn't paid the bill, then they go, your mom hasn't paid the bill. You can't eat any lunch. Really? That's your compassion for these kids? By the way, mom and dad have already paid a crap load of taxes. You would think we wouldn't even have a school lunch program. It would just be, if you bring your lunch, great. If you don't, there's a lunch for you. It may not be that great, but it'll be nutritious. And we make kids pay for it. We make parents pay for it. And then we rig, oh, you didn't pay for your food. This is the kind of nonsense, folks, that we deal with. Common sense. Every kid should have a lunch going to school. I guarantee you, your tax dollars have paid for your kid's lunch every day. It's about $1 a day. I'm being honest with you. It is more than $1 a day to feed these kids. I had milk. I remember eating cardboard pizza and whatever else. You've had it. You know I'm telling you the truth. Anyway, I think it's been talking about this Saudi. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box, just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Another Muslim terror attack. Should we be banning Muslims? Maybe we should have a list of countries where these Muslims can't come in from. These radicals.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show.
If this had been some white kid who shot up the Pensacola Navy air station in Pensacola, it'd be guns. We need to ban guns. Guns, man. Guns. Guns are bad, man. Guns. But no, it was a Muslim. And anytime you talk about banning Muslims, well, that's a whole other discussion, isn't it? KJ Radio is who you're listening to. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. It's on the Kevin Jackson Show. Let me tell you something, folks. I just said earlier, the leftists want you to do is to abandon your ability to reason. Abandon common sense. It's like if you keep sticking your finger in the socket and it shocks you, they go, that's not shocking you. Feel free to do that. Hey, you know what? Lick it next time. Suspend your ability to critically think about issues. So President Trump wanted to do a ban of Muslims, radical Muslims coming from radical countries. It would have only covered 7% of the actual Muslims that come into the country.
Because the majority of Muslims are peace-loving. They really are. They don't have an agenda. Now, the question I think most Americans have is, will they capitulate when the radical ones force them to? See, it's just a small minority of people that are needed to cause revolutions. And so that's the problem, is people are wondering, well, what's going to happen? Right now, let me tell you what's going on in Belgium. In Belgium, the Muslims have said by 2030, we will own this country. They've given them a date. If you're anywhere close to Belgium, you should be really afraid of what's happening there. They're taking over. We're smart enough to go, you know what, Ilhan Omar? We're going to have a challenge for you next time around. Tlaib, we think maybe you've overstepped. But they have their epicenters. They've got Michigan, Dearborn, forget about it. They've got the Ilhan Omar's district in Minnesota, full of Somalis, Somali Muslims. I don't have an issue with the assimilation of America. Has assimilated the worst of cultures and the best of cultures. And you know what we've done? We've still remained one America. That's why Chris Harris runs Unhyphenated America for us. But let me tell you, we're not assimilating these people. We're allowing them to bring radical ideas from third world crap hole countries. If you come from a third world crap hole country, you know what my thing in Congress would be to you? Just shut up. Just sit down and shut up. Sit down, shut up, and learn. Because you don't know what's going on. Another Muslim attack. Pensacola, Florida. Killing our armed forces, people. This is an act of war. 6 Saudi nationals arrested. Pensacola Naval Base attack. 3 of them were filming the attack. And here's a little factoid. Thanks to a little-known Obama administration deal with Riyadh, Saudi visitors now go to the front of the line. They skip normal homeland security inspections. And federal authorities now share background checking and other pre-screening duties with the Saudis. Is it any surprise that this Obama-era piece of legislation is now coming home to roost? Yeah. Crazy stuff out there, folks. And we allow it to happen. And I can go item by item. I can talk about our education system and how crazy and whack it is. That's why we've got SeekingEducationalExcellence.org, an organization that is helping parents navigate college and say, you know what, I'm not going to pay a gazillion dollars from college, number one. I'm going to test so my kids can get mostly free rides and scholarship money so they are not paying for college. We're not going to send them to traditional colleges where they get indoctrinated and a host of other things that are coming. Trust me, you're going to go to this site if you have college-age kids or grandkids, or if you're paying for college in any way, shape, or form for your kids. And if you want them to not get indoctrinated once they go, we're going to be the de facto site. That's what we've got going. So education, run by leftists. Right. It used to be business was run by conservatives, capitalists. Now, businesses are under attack. Target is now going to put pronouns of their peoples on their badges, like Zizahi, you know, so you know how to refer to their transsexual employees and whatever else. When did business stop just running business? I mean, I don't know about you. When I went to my jobs, the employer didn't have to coddle me. This is Kevin. He is our African-American electrical engineer, design engineer, working on his supercomputer. He didn't have to coddle me. Hey, this is Kevin. He's on the team. Hey, good to meet you guys. All right, what do we got? Well, Kevin, you're going to have to go to, you know, component engineering and make sure that these parts meet spec. When I started out in component engineering to make sure that the parts that we had met spec. I had to test them. Then I'd have to troubleshoot different circuits. They'd say, this board's not working. I'd take it, look at the schematic, narrow it down to the area of it was impacted, where the signal wasn't coming out. Just kind of work backwards. Find out, go, oh, okay, this chip's bad, or oh, nobody, when you did it, it had a cold solder joint, or we didn't wire wrap this test board or whatever. That's what I did. I was a flunky. Then they said, Kevin, you're going to design the front-end computer, the boot-up computer. Said, okay, great, great. Took the old design, looked at the new stuff, said, hey, we got a bunch of new parts. We did that. I earned my way. And I kept my job. I don't think it was because I was black. I think it was because I was decent at what I did. But now we got to coddle people. Hey, Kev, do you want to be part of the black engine? No, I just want to be part of the engineers. Anyway, hijackers. Not hijackers. Terrorists in the naval base, Pensacola. 28 pages show that two hijackers were tied to Saudi intelligence. They rented a room from an FBI informant in California before the 2001 attacks. The director of the FBI kept this covered up for years. His name? Robert Mueller. It's funny how a lot of these things always seem to lead back to the very group of this cadre of criminals that are part of the attempted coup of President Trump right now. Speaking of which, isn't going very well. It isn't going very Trump's. I saw an approval rating for Trump 52%. The CNN ratings for the impeachment, lowest. CNN hasn't had ratings this low in a decade. Lowest in a long time. Whatever, you can look that up. I'm not trying to give it too much hyperbole, but low ratings. President Trump, 52%. This was a Rasmussen poll. And I'll tell you, if it's 52% for President Trump, I would venture to tell you it's higher, much higher. Much higher than that. And these types of things only reinforce to Americans. You know what women are mostly concerned about? Safety. Safety. This kind of stuff in the news helps President Trump, you know, because he's all about safety. Let's keep this country safe. We'll be back. Keep it going.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI's application for a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign advisor was riddled with errors, omissions, and unverified information. That's what at least the Justice Department Inspector General report said in a report on Monday. The inaccuracies led to the spying on of Carter Page, former Trump campaign advisor, now former FBI Director James Comey, and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, both of who signed off on those warrant applications, were unaware of the inaccuracies. The Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill, with tensions running high.
I am going to go on record and tell you that I'm not going to reveal how we conducted this investigation.
And that's the problem we have with this entire thing. Mr. Schiff said behind closed doors.
I can tell you what the importance is.
I'm done with you for right now.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia and Daniel Goldman, attorney for the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Saying Obama actively tried to discourage Biden from running this time, and that Obama warned Biden's aides to make sure Biden didn't embarrass himself or damage his legacy by running for president. Does that line up with what you've heard from people close to both men?
It could very well be true.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It could be true. Let me tell you, it is true. Barack Obama watched Biden for 8 years and said, I don't want any remnants of myself with him. And you're talking about the one of the worst, probably the worst president in modern history, and he wants no part of Biden. How do you think Democrats feel about Biden? That's the case. KJRadio.com, the Kevin Jackson Show is what you're listening to. Warning. Look, Joe, don't do it. And Biden comes up. Hey, listen, I don't even want Barack's endorsement. If people know that we're friends. There are a lot of friends that know you're a crackhead. Let me tell you, you have friends. If I have a friend, no, I'm not even exaggerating this. I have a friend, he's got a drug problem. Had to go help him this is years ago. And I went to help him. If you said to me, Kevin, should I hire your friend? I would say, heck no. Do not hire him. He's got a serious drug problem. He's fighting it. He's been fighting it for a long time. He is a loose cannon. He's my friend. But there is no way I'm putting my name on him at your job. No freaking way. Doesn't mean I don't love him as a friend. Doesn't mean I won't help him. But I'm not going to get him a job and ruin another friendship. And ruin my reputation. No. See, there's a difference. You can still maintain a friendship and go, but I draw the line on this or that. And Barack Obama's doing, he may be friends with Biden. I'll put this another way. Honestly, Obama doesn't have any real friends. I'm not even trying to be mean-spirited towards the guy. He doesn't have any real friends. He has people that want to live on a little bit of, you know, legacy that he has from when he first came in. He has those folks. But most of his friends are rainy day friends. He's about to find out when the cake hits the fan with some of this stuff that's about to be divulged. Anyway, Biden got into this tense back and forth with an audience member when he was in an Iowa campaign stop. And the man essentially said that, you know, Biden and his son were doing this, corruption scheme in Ukraine. And Biden says, you're a damn liar, man. That's not true. And, you know, so the guy's like, well, look. And then Biden's like, you know, there's no proof of any of this. Really, Joe? Well, what about that video you made that said, if you investigate my son and Burisma, I'm going to take my $1 billion. But anyway, it got tense. But what was funny about it, he then said, you want to check my shape, man? Let's do some push-ups here, man. He says, let's run. Let's do whatever you want to do. Let's take an IQ test, okay? Ah. Anyway, the guy says he's not going to be voting for Biden. And then finally Biden said, of course you're not. You're too old to vote for me. Now, when I saw this exchange, I said to myself, much can be gathered from what Biden said. First, you're a damn liar, man. Now, as I've said of leftists, and you know what we teach at the Blacksburg University, Professor and Chancellor Kevin Jackson, that would be me. What I teach at the university is rule number one of leftism is that leftists call you the very thing that they are. That's what they do. See, if I was guilty of this and the guy said to me, well, Kevin, you were complicit in helping one of your sons do that. My conscience wouldn't let me call him a liar because I'm a conservative. I would go, well, there are some allegations along those lines and we're going to be dealing with that through my attorney or whatever else. But I wouldn't attack him for bringing me the information. Now, if it was a lie, I would actually say it. See, that's how we work as conservatives. With Joe Biden and leftists? No. You attack the messenger. So you project. You take what you are and you make them it. Therefore, you think that the deal is done. I sold him as the liar. Okay, so that's first. But what really got me was in the next exchange, the idea that Biden says he's not sedentary. He doth protest too much. You want to check my shape, man? Let's do some push-ups together here, man. I mean, how weird is that? First of all, who checks their shape? You want to check my shape? round? Biden, he reminds me of Geraldo. When I was with Geraldo with Fox, Geraldo is 70-something years old, and he's caught up in how fit he is for 70. And I'm not kidding you. A big puff of air, and he falls over, but he wants to think he's a tough guy. Look, there comes a point in life where you can hold your own, but you're no longer the tough guy. I'm just telling you. And you got to realize it. And I'll be honest with you. I'm getting to that point. Can I hold my own and make sure you don't want to jack? Absolutely. But there comes a point where I'm going to go, that's why I got four sons. You want to fight? That's why I have four sons. Have one of them deal with you. Because you don't want to deal with them either. But anyway, Biden, you want to check my shape, man. I don't get it. Biden must really be suffering. And the reason why I say this is because this constant need to, you want to do some push-ups? What do you want to do, man? You want to run? You want to do some pull-ups, some chin-ups? Let's go do a marathon. I wish somebody would say, yeah, Biden, in fact, I do. Let's do some push-ups. I'd like to see a 70-year-old dude like Jack Palance. I don't know if you guys know this. Jack Palance, before he died, he played Barnabas, or he played a variety of roles. I love Jack Palance's roles. But this dude could do one-arm push-ups when he was in his 70s. I mean, he was strong. He was one of those old, we call them corn-fed white boys that you just didn't want to mess with because they were used to baling hay with one arm, you know, smoking with the other one. They just got that crazy, the only kind of strength you get from a farm when you're doing that kind of work. Man, but I wish somebody would call him out. Golly. Democrats, don't let this clown out past 5 o'clock. Because he wants to do push-ups and IQ tests. Listen, America, here's what I'm telling you, conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. Joe Biden is the number one guy for the Democrats. Barack Obama doesn't want to endorse him. Why? Because he knows he's a loose cannon. Because he knows, I don't want to put my name with this clown. I don't want, if he were to happen to win, I don't want to be associated with him. But he knows he's not going to win because if it was a shoe-in victory, Barack Obama would say, I endorse Joe. Joe's a good guy. I mean, I've worked with him for 8 years, and Joe helped me out quite a bit. He would be happy to do it. You want a poll? You want something that gives you an indicator of whether or not Joe Biden head to head against Trump can win or lose? I just gave it to you. Barack Obama is smart enough to say, I mean, he's dumb, but he's smart enough to know how to read tea leaves, and he's going, uh-uh, that's not going to help me. So what's he preserving his endorsement for? Whoever ultimately wins, because he's got to cheer for them, because Obama's got too many dogs in this fight. He has got to get the winner elected if he's got any chance of staying clean for his administration. But he's not going to endorse Joe. He's not going to pre-endorse Tom Steyer, multi-billionaire. Bloomberg, multi-billionaire. Neither one of them getting any traction. Oh, Donald Trump made it look easy, didn't he? He made it look easy. All these Democrats claim, according to polls, they can beat Trump head-to-head. Why do they keep looking for replacements? Because of Joe Biden. The guy's a walking time bomb waiting to detonate right in the middle of them. And I love this, you're too old to vote for me. What a quip. You can be too young to vote for him, but you can't be too old. What does that even mean? It's another one of these rambling... Look, Donald Trump has said some things that may make you go, look, there's a bunch of Mexicans here, you know, and they're coming in illegal and whatever else. But I don't know how you feel. I don't cringe at all when Trump speaks, but there are people that go, ooh, that little bit of the dose of truth hurts. It's a little rough to hear that dose of truth. But let me tell you something. With Biden, if you think Donald Trump makes us cringe, what do you think is happening to them? The number one guy that got in most of the polls, certainly in the top three, they're one of the preemptive presidential candidates on the leftist side, on the Democrat side, and they cringe every time he's in public. They don't know what he's going to do. Loose cannon. Oh, but he can beat Donald Trump by 16 points on a head-to-head matchup. They're so confident about it, they're begging other people to please enter the race. Look at his crowd size.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Bernie Sanders says the system is fixed. He can't gain any traction in his hunt for the presidency, apparently. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, folks. KJRadio.com, where we make sense of leftism. I am a professional. Do not try to do this at home by yourself. Only do this under the careful and watchful eye of a professional like myself. And I'm glad that you're here, because I can help you to figure things out for yourself, where you too can eventually go back to utilizing this God-given gift called common sense. That's what it is. I am a superhero blessed with all of my common sense. See, I never gave any of it away growing up. I never decided that I would, give my common sense even a little piece of it. Well, I'll take that back. There was a time where a little leaked, but I got it back. It is a precious commodity. And it's amazing to me, with all of the things that I've studied, degrees in electrical engineering, computer science, and math, which, of course, certainly lead to logic and, you know, and reinforce my ability to have common sense. It is my common sense that I use most often. I don't use the law. I don't think about electrons and protons and neutrons and all this and how things go here and there. No, not at all. All I do is exercise the natural thing. If I had never taken an electrical engineering class, I would still be 99% of what I exercise is common sense. Now, it helps that I do understand polarity and attraction of positive and negative and things like this and how things move in terms of the universe. It does help. It helps that I've studied some of the works of the great philosophers and things like that. Not enough to say grace over. And what's funny, even when I'm talking to these kind of folks, and they've got all kinds of things where they're talking to me about, you know, various Nietzsche and various other thinkers, Aristotle and various others. And I just go, okay, that's wonderful, except here's some common sense. And they, oh, he's gifted. Yeah. So I'm trying to gift you with common sense. And here's the common sense. Bernie Sanders can't gain any traction for his presidency version 2.0. And he says the system is fixed. In the first edition of Bernie's pursuit of the presidency, the Clinton machine derailed him. In fact, the DNC teamed with Hillary's campaign almost openly. They pretty much took Bernie's head and put it in their crotches and circulated, you know, and gyrated their hips in his face and said, Bernie, take this. And Bernie was like, this isn't fair. It's not fair. Bernie's got massive crowds. Anyway, the media ignored his comparatively large audiences to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton couldn't get black people to come to church. I'm just telling you. Hillary Clinton went to a black church and there were more of her staffers there than people. I'm not even kidding about that. And the media pretended that these small audiences didn't matter. Meanwhile, Trump was getting audiences of 10, 15, 20,000 plus. Bernie, 2,000, which was good for him, right? But Clinton, they said, brought gravitas, ergo, electability. So while Bernie grew his lead in delegates, the Democrats stacked the deck for Clinton with superdelegates. And of course, we all know the tragic end. Democrats made it clear to Bernie Sanders that he was not going to be the nominee. Now, normally, here's where Hollywood gets a hold of the story of the little train that could. I think I can. Bernie was supposed to pull that load over the mountain. Yeah, he was. It's a big mountain, but I'm going to get over it. After all, he had everything on his side. He had the momentum. He had all these rallies. He had Bernie or bust team. I'm talking about thousands of people. Bernie had a negotiation position with the Democratic Party that was unbelievable. And instead, he feigned his outrage at his treatment. How dare they do this to me? How dare they? It sounded more like a Kennedy. But, you know, I'm just saying. He was supposedly, they're trying to cheat me out of the nomination. I got to do a better Bernie. Anyway, Clinton said, okay, Bernie, let's have a meeting. Come on, let's meet up, buddy. Let's see if we can put this thing to bed. And shortly thereafter, they had their meeting. Bernie folded like a lawn chair. I want to say that Hillary Clinton would be a great president. He gave up. This is a guy fighting for the little guy. He has a meeting. Clinton says, now look, Bernie, you get out of this thing. Get out of my way. You're going to get cars. You're going to get houses. You're going to get women. You're going to go to Epstein's Island if you want. Bill will take you. So Bernie took his millions and he ran off into the sunset, or so we thought. However, fast forward 4 years, two homes, a couple of luxury vehicles later, and no Hillary Clinton, and here's Bernie. Surely he's going to get a fair shake this time, right? The deck's been cleared of Clinton baggage. America's biggest socialist sellout could campaign unencumbered. Nobody standing in his way. He was number two, right? And then comes Joe Biden, and Biden says, hey, you know, to quote Hillary, it's his turn. But Sanders was like, he's crazy, Joe. He's no match for me. I will take care of him. He's no big deal. So he jumps in the race. So what? He's a former VP who worked for Baby Black Jesus, who says, Barack and I are friends. I don't even need his approval. He loves me. We're like bros. So what? There were four black people running. America's ready for an old Jewish, newly minted millionaire socialist sellout, aren't they? Women schmimmin. Democrats tried a woman last time. Latino schlatino. Who needs a Mexican when you have a Jew? Asian smasian. See the last rebuttal. You get what I'm saying? Bernie's like, it's my turn. America is ready for me. And what of the youth and the LGBT? Big deal. It's Bernie's turn, dang it. He would not be denied. So why is he being denied? Bernie was a solid number two with the Democrats last time, wasn't he? Let me put it to you this way, America. Bernie has never been number one. Not this time around. He's never led in any polls. Before Biden jumped in, it was still somebody ahead of him, right? Who was it? I don't even remember. Or maybe he was ahead? My producers are like, maybe he was ahead. Here's what I'll tell you. Once Biden got in, Bernie was never in the lead. Never. Can't gain traction. And like the last time, he's complaining that the Democrats' system of nominating candidates is fixed. His co-chairwoman of his campaign, her name is Nina Turner. And she says that the media continues to ignore Bernie's run. The Bernie blackout is real. It's not a figment of our imagination, is what she said. I don't want to see any candidate blacked out, but certainly not a candidate that is polling top one or two, and certainly is in the top three of candidates that could get the Democratic nomination. It's wrong, and the system is rigged. She is saying what Donald Trump has been saying for years. She's right, and nobody's going to care. Nobody's going to care. They said that he's not been covered fairly based on various key factors, and I think one of them is probably his age. But here's what I want to tell you. Democrats aren't just going after Trump with the media. It's anybody they deem unworthy. Sanders' complaints, however, highlights the difference between winners and losers, leaders and pikers. So let me make this simple for the Bernie team. If you must complain, then you just can't win. Because look at what Donald Trump did to the media. He crushed them. Trump created his own media empire, his own media atmosphere, without spending a dime. He hijacked the leftist media, making it his, let's just call it a female dog. What Sanders is admitting, folks, is his campaign is over. His partnership with AOC couldn't save it. Quite frankly, it was part of the reason why he's not getting traction. It was over before it started, to be honest with you. He can't command the audiences he did in 2016. Bernie or bus crowds are gone. He didn't help himself by selling out. So the system is rigged against sellouts.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.